first official podcast of Amplification.
The first one.
That's exciting. The greatest music podcast on the planet.
Sure, if you say so.
In our humble opinion.
You know it.
You're probably wondering, Meg Cat, how the fuck did you land yourself a podcast?
It's called Get a Mic, Sit in a Car and Fucking Chat, I guess.
This podcast isn't made, produced, or hosted by professionals because it's not made for professionals.
We wanted to make a music podcast that was easy to listen to and understand. We are our own demographic. We don't know how to read sheet music and we can't name every Led Zeppelin album off the top of our head. We like music and fuck it, we want to talk about it with you lovely people.
Today, what are your thoughts on the Splendor lineup?
Splendor lineup came out currently Wednesday, the 3rd of April,
yeah.
And it landed this morning.
At like 8 a.m. I woke up, checked my Facebook, and it was the first thing on my feed.
Yeah.
And after reading the lineup, the first thing that went through my head was, well, that was disappointing.
Yeah, honestly, I was ready to wake up and be jealous because I know I'm not going this year. I don't have the money for it. So I was like, okay, wake up, here we go. First thing I open up is like some meme about how bad it is. So I was pretty happy with that.
It's a great start to your day.
Let me just nab the lineup right now so we can really chat about it.
I can go off the top of my head. I know Childish Gambino's playing. That is a solid artist. Just saying. Yeah. That's the only reason I'd probably only really want to go for him.
Ready, Cat.
And Catfish.
I'm going to read out the names and you're going to say yes, no to which ones you are into and which ones you are just, you know, not, eh.
Eh.
Yes, no, eh. Ready? Yeah. Chance the Rapper.
No.
Who is the main person, by the way? Like, I don't think the main headliner.
Call me, like, old, but I don't think I've ever heard any of his songs.
Seriously? I just feel like,
I don't know, man.
Like, which one of his songs that came out in the past 2 years have been a hit? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
I don't know them.
None.
Anyway, go on.
Tame Impala.
Eh.
Childish Gambino.
Yes.
Foles.
No.
Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Yes.
James Blake.
No.
Santa Gold.
No.
The Lumineers.
Eh.
The Streets.
No.
Russ.
Eh.
What's or Not.
No.
Courtney Barnett.
No.
Fiddler.
Yes.
Dean Lewis.
No.
Broods.
Yes.
Wolf Alice.
Eh.
Matt Corby.
No.
Cosmos Midnight.
No.
Meg Mark.
Yeah.
Ziggy Alberts.
Eh.
Hayden James.
Eh.
Dope Lemon.
No.
And the list goes on.
Okay, but you know what is a weird one on there?
What?
Trophy Eyes are playing. What in the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not their scene at all.
Yeah, okay.
They're playing Groove in the Moo, which I thought was weird enough, but Splendor? I don't know. Maybe their new album is more directed towards that kind of audience, but like going back to the old Trophy Eyes I used to listen to, not their scene at all.
Really not a fan.
No, no, it's just a bit of a basic lineup. I'm not too excited.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it's missing a headliner.
It is.
And I honestly agree. Because I was talking to my mate about it this morning, and he was very set in saying, no way, mate, you're wrong, it's a good lineup. But I was like, honestly, like, they had so many of the top artists, not in Australia, but in music last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they had Kendrick Lamar, Vampire Weekend, who hadn't played a show in so long, which made it so special that they were playing in Australia.
Gang of Youth, early
Gang of
on
Youth,
there.
Yeah, Lord, like, all these people who were, like, killing it in the music game. All these people, like, I haven't heard a good track from in 3 years.
You know who I was really betting my money on who would be playing this year?
Who?
Halsey. I really thought she'd be playing. She came in, I think, January or February with Youngblood in Sydney, and she said, I wasn't supposed to be in Australia for a couple of months. So I thought, couple of months, that's Splendor time. So I was betting, like, money on that she would be playing. And it didn't end up happening, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, apparently.
But also, I'm not too disappointed because I'm not spending that money just to see Halsey when I've already seen her with her own headline show.
Exactly, yeah. No, I'm happy that it's a shit lineup because I'm not going anyway. I think if you are keen to go, I don't even need to wish you good luck on getting tickets. It seems the rest of the internet is with me in saying that it's a pretty average lineup. Like, for one of Australia's biggest festivals is what I'm saying. Like, obviously, it's a great lineup for any other festival. But for one of Australia's biggest festivals, it's average.
It's like the biggest festival Australia has, and just seeing a shit lineup on it is just a bit anticlimactic and a bit sad for the Australian industry.
Yeah.
Because you go over to America, I'm going to a festival in Boston in May, and the lineup is better for that 3-day show in Boston than it is the entire, like, that's just one show in the US. and it's better than the biggest show in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing Gang of Yous in Boston. Like, what? The simulation is glitching. The headline is, like, 21 Pilots, Tame Impala, which are doing splendor, I have to say. And Travis Scott. And, like, they've got some good other artists on it. And to think that, like, in Boston, where it's not a big city, it's, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, obviously, it's expensive to get people down here, obviously, but...
Pick up your game is what we're saying.
Might also be towards, like, the festival scene that's kind of plummeting right now in Australia. I don't know. I'm just kind of a bit bummed.
I do. I know. And I know that it's shit.
If you're after some more gossip, news, reviews, interviews, head on over to amplify.com. We've got plenty of it. You can go through it for fucking days.
It's Amplify with an A-M-N, not the normal spelling, because our boss is illiterate, apparently.
Correct.
So, amplification.com.
Amplify.com, you mean.
Amplify.com.
We don't even know.
Amplification is our one.
Amplification is our podcast, and Amplify is the website, which our podcast will be going on.
Yes.
You've got plenty of stuff on over, so if you head on over, I'm sure you'll find some gold to dig in.
Exactly.
Alrighty, guys.
Bye.
So, what have you been up to this week?
I haven't been up too much.
Well, that's
Caitlin, I do believe you've been up to something, though.
I have. I had a really good night on Wednesday night.
And why? What was Wednesday night?
Well, I was about to ask you if you wanted to know why, but I guess you beat me to it. Mm-hmm. I saw Bring Me the Horizon for the first time.
Which is... A band.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know Bring Me the Horizon, feel free to leave. Oh. No, I'm kidding. That's a little bit harsh. But, British band, Bring Me the Horizon. Have you heard? You've listened to them.
Of course I have.
You're friends with me.
What's their biggest song? Mantra, probably at the moment.
But also, like, their song Drown.
And would you like to sing Mantra for us right now?
I don't think I would like to. No. It's a big no. But their concert was fucking amazing. Thank you for asking.
That's okay.
It was one of the funnest concerts I've been to.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, Trophy Eyes opened. I'm literally wearing a Trophy Eyes shirt right now.
It's interesting. It's got like the Statue of Liberty.
Actually Australian, despite having an album called The American Dream.
Yeah.
This is fine.
I thought they were American.
They're from Newcastle.
What?
Anyway, so they were one of three opening acts. They're awesome.
One of three?
Yeah, I know.
Man.
And then the second one was this band called Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. I've never fucking heard of them in my life. But after this concert, I wanted to fucking listen to them just because the guy was so funny.
That's so good.
So what happened? He went to the crowd, on barrier, stood on the barrier, and he just yelled, "I want to go for a walk!" And everyone's like, okay. And he's like, "I want to go for a fucking walk!" And at this point, I was like, this guy's on fucking crack. I'm like, this guy is an absolute nutter. And he goes, "I'm going to go for a walk. Everybody, put your hands up."
Oh, my God.
So he gets the crowd to put their hands up, and he fucking walks on the crowd. And just like, he's just like, "I'm going for a walk."
That's so
And funny. I just, like, the whole night, I just kept repeating, "I want to go for a walk." It doesn't sound funny, but believe me when I tell you, I was cry laughing in the middle of the pit.
Is he English?
Yes. So, like, I can't do accent. I'm just like, "I want to go for a walk."
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. He was so funny. Then he proceeded to do a handstand on the crowd.
Oh, my God. Is that the photo that I saw?
Yeah, on Amplify.
Nathan Goldsworthy?
Yeah. He shot the one in Melbourne, Rod Laver Arena.
Oh, my God.
And he went for a walk in Melbourne as well.
He likes walking.
He likes to go for a walk.
Fair enough.
And then Yumi at Six were the third support act, which I love Yumi at Six. Mm. And, like, when I was going to the arena, I was like, Yumi at Six have, like, an old song where Ollie featured on it. Wouldn't it be amazing if they did the song and Ollie came out and did his little screaming part?
And did they, or were you extremely disappointed?
No, I was completely correct.
And oh, that's good.
I was with my manager, actually, and I said to her, "I feel like I just saw Ollie, like, on the side of the stage." And she's like, nah, doubts. I was right. He walked out, did his little part, hurt my vocal cords for him because, as you probably, I don't know if you've heard, but two months ago, he ruptured his vocal cords.
Tragic.
And he continues to scream and yell, and it pains me as an audience member because I'm like, Ollie, please look after yourself. But anyway, Bring Me came on and it was fucking amazing. I was not barrier or at the back of the crowd. I was in the middle of the pit, which probably wasn't my smartest idea.
No.
Because in one of their old songs, House of Wolves, if any people know the album Sempiternal, House of Wolves is like more of a heavy album. And Ollie just goes, "You've told me I've gone soft? Look at this fucking pit! I'm opening it up now!" And like, the pit around me opened up and I'm in the middle of this fucking circle pit. I'm like,
I am not, if, like, I'm not the, just, like, to get a picture, I'm not tall, I'm not a big person, I'm quite small.
No, you are quite small and frail.
And around me were tattooed 6-foot white guys with long hair.
Oh, my God. How big is this circle? Like,
it was quite
people,
big.
30 people?
Oh, like, I could do, like, run laps around it.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck wow. me, I'm like, what do I do? Do I just embrace it? Like, what do I do? So I run towards the front of the stage, because I'm like, if I want to get closer to the front, maybe I should just skirt through the middle of the circle, try and avoid it. And then when, like, obviously the guitar kicked in, see ya, everyone just comes running at me, and, like, I was like, I was fine, luckily. But, like, it was, I genuinely saw my life flash before my eyes.
Yeah, because I remember you and me went to a Royal Bud concert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember we were in the middle of a circle, didn't want to be. The entire time we, like, stood towards the back because we knew that we weren't big girls. We weren't
going to. I kind of wanted to go with that.
Face up. You were loving it. I was, like, did not want to be in the middle of, so I didn't want to get my fucking hip ruptured. Before I'm 66. So,
well,
like,
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, okay, Caitlin, we get it. Mrs. fucking high bone density over here.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying not to get my shit broken. And we're, like, staring at each other from across the circle. And I was trying to back up. I was trying to get out. But, like, there is no way anyone is letting you out. Yeah. Bitch, you're in here.
It's like a sacrifice.
Yeah, you have to be there. Yep. And I remember, like, sort of like, oh, everyone was like running in, and I sort of just stood there and tried to back away. But it literally feels like the calm before the storm, as because like, you're running into such open
space
mm-hmm. at a concert, which there is none of. So it just feels like the biggest calm before the storm.
And then it just,
yeah, beat up.
It was just a very, very good concert. I would totally recommend seeing them. Like, they had a really good mix of, like, their very old stuff, like Antivist and, like, House of Wolves and Shadow Moses, and then obviously, like, their new stuff, which is, like, really, like, techno-y. I don't know, it was a really good balance. I really enjoyed it. And I think they're all just really lovely people.
So you thought it was a good balance?
It was a really good balance.
Do you think that the rest of their fans thought it was a good balance as well?
Honestly, I was around, like, obviously a lot of, like, really heavy, like, guys with, like, full tattoos and, like, 6-foot, like, literal emo white metalheads. And they were, like, actually really getting into, like, a lot of, like, the poppy songs. Yeah, so is it really a Bring Me concert if you don't get hurt? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Like, I'm still in pain, but that's fine. I like being in pain, I guess. Is it worth it? Yes. So this is music related, but did you watch David's vlog with Charlie Puth? David Dobrik, if anyone else.
I did. See.
He's got perfect pitch.
See.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
pitch.
Do I.
Fuck off.
Give me any note.
Hee hee.
That was an E sharp, then an.
I can't tell whether you're fucking with me or not.
E sharp, then a D. I did music.
Hee.
That was like a low C.
Ha!
That was more like an E sharp. That's too high. Wait, do it again. Maybe like a G? A high G?
Okay, shut fuck up.
I'm joking. I'm just fucking with you. I don't know what any of those notes are.
I was genuinely like, what the fuck?
As if. No. I can play like chopsticks on the piano and like 4 notes on the flute.
What the?
Don't want to like brag or anything.
Yeah, so Charlie Puth has the... A perfect pitch. He can,
isn't that crazy?
He can literally, like, hear a song and then fucking play it.
What an amazing party trick.
Imagine having that talent. I would never fucking shut up.
Oh, honestly, and why would you? I don't think anyone would make you.
No, if anyone was like, here, I'd be like, that was F sharp major.
Have you got a party trick?
I can juggle.
You can juggle.
Yeah. Why you sound so fucking disappointed?
Because I can
you
juggle.
You can juggle.
You can juggle.
But also, but fuck off. We both did drama.
Party trick. It's gotta be like a party trick that you can do while drunk. Can you juggle while
drunk? I can
drunk?
Juggle by juggle when drunk. Thank you very much.
Can you speak while sober, you fucking stutterer?
I'm so sorry. But yes, of course I can juggle while I'm drunk.
Have you ever tried?
I have, thank you
okay.
very much.
Okay.
Try and fucking degrade me anymore.
Degrade me.
Oh, God.
I don't know my party trick, hey?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, maybe just, like, drinking beer anyway, and liking it? That,
anyway,
maybe that's my party
don't
trick.
Care about your party trick.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen any of the Coachella sets this weekend?
No, I watched 5 seconds of a live stream on YouTube and that was it.
Wow, you're doing better than me. I'm a fucking white bitch. I watched Jaden Smith's one.
Yeah.
Because I am a fucking hoe for Jaden Smith.
Okay. How old is he?
I don't know, like 20?
Of age, okay.
He's definitely of age. He's older than me.
Okay.
He ain't a 14-year-old.
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, like, his set wasn't the best because he had an auto-tune mic the entire time. which really grinded my gears. But then her sister came out and saved her set. Thank you, Willow. Whipped my hair back and forth. Anyway, so they were singing, I don't know if you know the song by him, Icon.
You've shown me.
Yeah. I'm like an icon living, start a record label, Misfits just did it. Anyway, it's like, it's literally about a song pretty much like born from two stars. Like, I'm a fucking icon, bitch. Like, I'm Jaden Smith, who are you? He was standing on a suspended Tesla above the stage. And the wealth really jumped out. I was like, fuck me, this kid is fucking so rich.
DefFX are a techno-rock Australian band who were active during the 90s. However, they've recently announced a reunion tour set to take place over June 2019. I had the pleasure to speak to the band's lead singer, Fiona Horn, about the fans, the old days, and of course, their exciting reunion tour.
Hi Fiona, it's Meg from Amplify. How are you?
Hello Meg, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. That's good to hear. Are you ready to get started?
Yes.
Awesome. So let's start with the obvious. What brings you guys back together in the first place?
I guess, funny question, what brings us back together? I mean, us. We wanted to do this, we're fronting it ourselves. We were supposed to tour in 2017 and the promoter pulled out, which was kind of shocking, kind of blindsided us. And then where I live got hit with two catastrophic hurricanes, so we couldn't really repair the damage to the tour. We had to just, and I had to, like, you know, repair the damage to where I live and my life over here. And so as soon as we could, you know, rally, and I mean, where I live and my life, everything was pretty hammered, and so I had to kind of spend last year rebuilding all of that and recovering. And then Ant and I, Ant Bannister and I, you know, Ant's like a full-time, I guess, new founding member of DefFX. He and I talked about doing it this year, and basically we're fronting all this ourselves, doing it directly with venues. Our very special guests on the shows are mates from long ago in bands, and so it's a real celebration of family and history, and even more so, the fans, the deaf, you know, stay connected using good old social media, you know, being interested and wanting it. And so really it's us just about doing it with each other, for each other, just to have a great time and celebrate life and music.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
What brings us together for this. We've been mates since the 80s, you know, and then Matt Mavis, one of my dearest closest friends, his sister Becky is like my absolute bestie. To be able to play with his new solo band and they're amazing. You know, Kylie Kerr in Bitchcraft, she's in the DefFX Psychoactive Summer film clip, and she had an amazing zine back in the day, and she's just a really strong, awesome chick and a dear mate. And Snuffer, a band that Def played with a lot back in the day. I mean, it's all family.
So I guess it's really about the passion of you guys that brings you together.
Even more so than us, I think the passion of our fans and great times that can be anchored again in this present moment. And I love that, you know, through social media I get to hear, you know, from people. I mean, I read every post, I read and reply to every message. And it's really cool when people say, wow, you know, I have the best memories of my life listening to your music, going to your shows, and also the shows of your special guests, you know, like so many great memories, and I'm bringing my kids this time. And you're just like, yeah, you know, that's fucking great.
Next generation. Family. Have the dynamics changed much between you guys, or does it come back naturally?
Well, I think the great thing about the deaf music is that it's just really solid music, and we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're playing it, we're just rocking hard. So the chemistry and the dynamics is there. And, you know, DefFX has always had a revolving door of members. So we have two very special new members on bass and guitar for this tour. And it sounds fucking amazing. It's really heavy and really solid. And part of me has been thinking, oh, should I tell everyone who it is? And then I think, oh, no, just let it be a surprise. And so far, Meg, every interview I've done tonight, everyone has said, let it be a surprise. So I'm letting it be a surprise.
All right.
But I am going to give you one. I am going to give you one scoop.
Yeah.
That we have just added another show to the tour, which I'm super excited about. We're coming to Adelaide.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to be playing the Adelaide Uni Bar, and with very special guests to be announced. But we're playing the Adelaide Uni Bar on Saturday, June 23rd, and that's literally just been announced. Like, it hasn't even been announced on social media. Just confirmed, we're doing it. You got the scoop.
Wow, thank you so much, Fiona.
Adelaide was ballistic when fans who were writing on Facebook couldn't believe we weren't coming. They were like, hey, we're fronting all this ourselves. How can we? We're doing the best we can. It's going to be East Coast. Well, guess what? We're coming to Adelaide. Fuck it. We made it happen.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well.
Adelaide Uni Bar. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So what's been your favourite concert to play?
You might, you know, the obvious answer could be, you might think, oh, she's going to say some massive gig, like when I was on stage, big day out, and I took my top off and every other girl in the audience took their tops off. And the whole audience is just a sea of floating boobs, you know. And you might say, Fiona's going to say that concert was her favourite concert. It was fucking huge. And that was the year it was Smashing Pumpkins and us, and it was just huge. But I don't know if I'd say that one was my favourite. I can remember so many shows that were amazing and like even Alternative Nation. I remember that one of those ones, the Sydney Alternative Nation, you know, it was like Nine Inch Nails and Lou Reed and Public Enemy and us and, you know, and it had been raining and there was so much mud. And I can't remember who was playing before us, but the audience had been throwing mud at them. And I just knew when I walked on stage, if anyone throws fucking mud at me, I was going to fucking kill them. And it was like, I remember saying that. I said, if anyone throws fucking mud at me, I'm going to fucking kill you. And guess what? No one threw mud at me. And I could go, oh, that might be my favourite concert. But I don't know if I'd say that. I reckon that my best concert memories are, it's a big blend of particularly the smaller venues in Australia where, you know, it'd be like DY Hotel or out at, you know, Fremantle in Perth or, you know, the bloody Governor or whatever it is in Adelaide, you know, like these venues where, or the Gong in Wollongong, you know, where the corner in Melbourne, it was just this seething mass of rabid music fanatics going crazy. And it was when you could still stage dive and fucking go nuts. And I mean, I had half my tooth knocked out and I cut lip most shows because I was stage diving into the audience as well. I mean, seriously. Those times where there was just so much passion and so much energy and anything and everything was happening in that moment in those seething, sweaty rooms, you know, that's what I remember as my favourite stuff, all of it. The big concerts are, you know, certainly I'm grateful I got to be there and experience them all, but I think my favourite concerts were always those smaller, up close and really fucking personal shows, you know, that just went off, you know.
Yeah, I have heard that answer from a couple of different artists now. They prefer to play like the smaller gigs and they get more enjoyment out of that.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
It's just the reality of it. Why do we play music? Why do we perform? It's like, you know, it's to feel connected to something. And what that something is can be different to different people. But it's to feel like that everything makes sense in the world for a little while.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your favourite song to play live?
I love Kill the Real Girls.
Yeah.
that song just goes off. And I wrote those lyrics at a time I was, you know, felt very angry and I was trying to make a big statement. But now they're just, to me, they're a celebration. of never ever giving up. And it's not about getting knocked down, it's about getting back up and what you do with it that counts more than anything.
Yeah.
So I love that song. And I love performing Surfers. I love performing Lightspeed Collision too. That goes crazy too. I mean, to be honest, I love all of them. I really, really, really love Kill the Real Girls, yeah.
How have fans reacted to your reunion?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, really, what I go by is social media. And, you know, when you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of shares and likes and comments and, you know, and I get a ton of personal messages. I answer all of them. I love that there's this passion out there, and I think that there's this real, I just think there's this willingness and this enthusiasm to celebrate life. And I think often, sometimes when you're kind of in it and it's happening in the time, it's almost like you just go and you're burning the candle at both ends, and you're going so hard to just burn yourself out, and, you know, it's almost like you're running away from something. These days, when people come, it's like you're running to something. You're running together, and you're more than the sum of your parts. And the music it just becomes this explosion of excitement and fun. And that's what it was then, but I think in many ways it's even more meaningful now. And I love that people come to celebrate their lives and also bring new members of their lives, whether it's their kids, whether it's people who haven't heard the band before. I mean, I think what's different for me now is back then when it was my career, I was so torn in so many directions. You know, like, you're in a band that's doing pretty well, you've got to record more music, you've got to do interviews, you've got to do photo shoots, you've got to be all these things, and you're at a point in your life where you're not very experienced at life, so you're hard on yourself, you're kind of in many ways don't realise how good you've got it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the difference now is, for me personally, is that I'm just really grateful and happy to be able to do this and have fun. And I think that in many ways is more what it should be about anyway. Wasn't music first invented or created as a method of a way of communicating and uniting and celebrating life? And when you're performing it as a job, it becomes something very different.
Mm.
That's why I loved being on stage in Def Effects back in the 90s, but I was miserable off stage. Miserable.
Yeah.
I felt alienated, marginalized, depressed constantly, never good enough. But on stage, when you tap into the energy of the audience and the music, it just, you know, everything makes sense. Nowadays, like, I mean, it's not my career anymore, so I just get to enjoy it and just be really grateful. I feel very blessed. I think we all do. Ant does, and our secret members do too. We're all just happy to be fucking doing this, you know?
Yeah, that's wonderful that you guys are enjoying it now. So is there a chance of new music from you guys?
Not now, not this tour. I mean, the super secret scoop is when Def Effects was meant to tour in 2017 with our original guitarist, Blake Gardner, he and I wrote a song, and it's a fucking great song. But he's been torn in a million directions and cannot tour with us this time, and also has said we can't record the song without him. So, fuck, just going to have to stay in the vault. Maybe one day Ant and I and the secret two new members will write music, but it's not on the agenda. I don't even know if we'll tour again. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're doing it now, and we're just going to play everything we've got that we can, and just invite everyone to come and thrash it out with us. And you know, I want to really emphasise again that, you know, the shows we're doing, the very special guests we have are all members of bands that we've known for over 20 years, you know, like there's going to be a real sense of history and celebration of Australian music, and the bands are really diverse. I mean, there's going to be all sorts of music being thrashed out on stage at these shows, so I reckon just come with an open mind and have an amazing time.
What was a band that everyone loved or an artist that everyone loved that you could not get into?
Oh my god, like a lot. I hate to say it, and I hate to be that bitch, but when I was growing up, I listened to Triple J, and that's like about it. Like, we never listened to Nova, like, so I really never got into pop music. I never went through a pop music phase. Okay, wow. Caitlin's rolling her eyes so hard right now. Fucking... But I can't help who I am.
Oh, fuck off. Just because I liked pop.
I know, and that's not a bad thing.
Just because I was One Direction
stan. That's not a bad thing.
Okay.
No, because people were like, I don't want to say bully or tease, but like...
They would.
Sort of.
I got shit on for liking One Direction.
I got shit on for liking Triple J. As like a kid, because they'd be like, oh, B105, or like, okay, oh, fine. Nova, and they'd be like, why don't you know this song, you fucking loser?
You don't know fucking pop culture, you dumb fuck.
Like, I don't want to name names. Someone who went to our high school.
Oh, I can see that.
Full, like, through to grade 12.
Wow, how the tables have turned.
Now how the tables have turned. Because now they are, like, full hipster mode. Like, oh, I love Angus and Julia Stone.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out.
But, like, literally all through high school. Who the fuck is Radiohead, Meg? Why do you like weird music sort of thing? Oh, even God. Though it's, like, high school. And, like, and I'm pretty sure we've already established that, like, Radiohead's a good band. I'm pretty sure half the world agrees with me.
Okay, answer my question. Who was a band or artist that you... couldn't get into that everyone else loved? Not to alarm you, but the same guy has drove around 3 times behind you.
This guy,
like, this is his third time.
I think he's just trying to hit that plover, to be honest. I know. And there's this guy in the red car, like, eating, staring at me, so, like, who knows.
Okay, continue. Answer my fucking question.
See, like, I'm gonna have to think about it. You answer. As if you don't know, have an answer.
Oh, sorry, I asked you the question for myself. I never got into Smith Street, and I know you're going to hurt me for that.
No, because I feel like a lot of people can't get into Smith Street. I feel like that's a common band not to get into. It's a very, like, he's got a very distinct voice. Like, if you don't like his voice, you're not going to like any of their songs. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair. I know, I feel like a lot of people like them.
You know who I did get into in the pop culture?
Who?
Taylor Swift. I was the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
Fair.
And also Kesha. I think I had their albums. I
fucking love Kesha.
And, like, ran them...
Absolute icon she is.
Through the roof. We love a Keisha moment.
Keisha. I never got into Adele, but I feel like that's pretty on brand for me.
Yeah. I mean,
I would not dig Adele. I would not put her on and have a shower.
One Direction, but that's, like, obvious. I feel like a lot of kids didn't get into One Direction.
Can't relate.
Because it was, like, cool not to like them.
Can't relate.
Okay.
I got out of the car when you said Harry Styles didn't have the it. I fucking loved One Direction. They owned my ass.
I like Harry Styles.
You really are one of those people.
Oh, Harry Styles is the only talented one in the band. He's the only pretty one in the band.
Oh, he's just talented. I just really like his voice.
Okay.
I've never gone into Angus and Julia Stone. I'm not a fan at all.
Have you only listened to their new stuff?
I know a lot of people like their old stuff better. I
hate to be that girl, but I like their old stuff
better. Everyone does the same. I feel like it's just, for me, I find old stuff is just a form of nostalgia, and you don't want to let go of it to introduce new stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because me and Georgia were talking about this the other day, where, like, everyone says they like the old stuff better, but it's just because we've connected it to memories that we haven't connected the new ones to
yet. Yeah, exactly. And also, like, consumers as a whole will always like the first thing they see most. Like, if you're shopping, you try on 3 dresses, you're always just by default, no matter how good the dresses are, the first one you're always going to want to buy the most. So, like, I think it's a whole that sort of thing as well.
I find, like, a lot of the bands I get into, the first album I listen to is always my favourite, because it's what got me into them.
Yeah. Oh, mind you, I did get into Arctic Monkeys, not their latest one, but the one before that.
Which one is
it? AM.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to that one first, but now I'm liking their old stuff more.
Oh, fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Their new album is absolutely fucking trash.
Oh, and also one that I'm not lying about, Jungle Giants. I, like, went back and listened to all their old stuff, and I was like, wow, this is so amazing. Listened to their new album, awful. Hated it. Just because it's fair for them, because they've got a whole new sound, I think.
Yeah. I feel like that's the same with, like, a lot of Bring Me fans.
Yeah.
A lot of people are gonna fucking hate the new album.
But that's, again, I think that's because it's a whole different genre.
Yeah, that's very true. If you go from, like, Bring Me's first album to the now my people be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
It's literally, like, two complete different bands, which is fair. But I also feel like they've evolved over time.
Yeah, and that's, like, how can you not?
Exactly. If it's going to be so boring, if a band stay the same, people, like, they can't win either way. They either change too much or are too boring and stay the same.
Yeah, and they can't win. You really have to like what you're doing, otherwise you're not going to want to be doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, if you stay doing the same thing for 10 plus years, you're going to be fucking bored. Like, I can't imagine.
Still trying to think of someone that I never got into. Give me some names that were, like, big.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh! I never went through an Ed Sheeran phase, but I like his music.
Yeah, same as me. I really dig his music, but I never, like,
oh, I'm pretty sure I bought Lego House on iTunes.
Well, you know it's real if you buy it on iTunes.
For, like, $1.20. Mind you, this is when I was getting $5 a week.
Oh, my God.
For chores.
Well, the more you know. Who are you, Megan?
Who else?
I'm
trying to really think.
Has there been an artist that I've told you to listen to that you didn't like?
Oh, probably.
I'm sure there's been like one.
I'm sure. Who was like big at school? I never went through a rap phase. I was talking about that.
Neither. Oh, actually, no, that's a lie.
My like group of friends the other day, and like they were like, Meg, you really never went through a rap phase. Like grade 8 and 9, everyone's going through the rap phase.
Mm.
And even like, it was cool through high school. I don't know, there was, like, I think one rap album that I've ever listened to the whole way through. And Kanye West's album is, like, the only one that I like. Mm, that would be in my top 50, even, albums of all time.
Yeah.
If you simply can't get enough of these two white Brisbane teens, please go follow our podcast social media pages to keep up with these Kardashians. Our Instagram is at amplification, that's AMNPLIFICATION. Our Facebook will soon be up and running, and if you're not sure which one that is, it is one with next to no followers. Have a good day, guys. Catch ya.
Well, guys, that was the first official podcast of Amplification. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for turning up.
It feeds our massive ego.
We hope you guys had as much fun as we did, and be sure to tune in next time for double the fucking fun.
That's a lot of pressure to put us under. Double the fun? That's a lot of fun to be had.
At least 25% as much.
Okay, that's a fair deal. Alrighty, catch you guys next week. Bye.